Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
The grain trade finished slightly higher here. We had corn up a quarter to a half cent. That put March corn at up a quarter cent, 353 and a quarter. May up a half at 359. Soybeans, 5 to 8 cents higher. They had brief moments of really strong rallies there. They traded up nearly 9 cents higher on the March beans. At one point, they finished the day, though, up 6 3/4 at 864. And then wheat futures just slightly positive here, up about a half cent in Kansas City and Chicago wheat. And now cattle futures weren't all that impressive today. Live cattle ended up 20 to 30 cents lower. Feeder cattle were higher in January, up 17, but currently March and April and May are all down 5 to 10 points. Just to take a brief look at the contracts and their charts, we still remain in a downtrend for the corn, significantly below the 50-day moving average and near contract lows, about 20 cents below the 50-day on the March corn. So that trend, along with hedge funds remaining short, they're estimated to be short about 765 million bushels of corn. So that trend is still in a downtrend. March beans, similar, not making new lows, though. They're about 10 cents below their moving average. In July, Kansas City wheat remains in the downtrend, about 20 cents below the moving average there at 480 and a half.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else are traders looking at today?
As I mentioned earlier, hedge funds are net short 460 million bushels of wheat, 765 million bushels of corn, and then 335 million bushels of beans. So they're short across the board. The big index rolls are expected to start this Friday, which would mean that they're going to be selling the front months of the grains and buying further out months, and that's supposed to start this Friday. And then next Tuesday, we've got the January 12th USDA monthly report. It's going to give us the latest numbers for the crop production, quarterly grain stocks, winter wheat plantings, and U.S. and world supply and demand numbers. Now, that's next Tuesday, 11 a.m. There's also some talk about what's going on in the world shipping market. The Baltic Sea Freight Index, which gives us a measurement of ship traffic around the world and how much is getting moved. It's the lowest level since they've been tracking that going back to January 1985. It's at 468 points. Generally, that's an indicator that China, which has been the biggest buyer on the world level, is slowing down their buying. It's often been said that if China coughs, the whole world gets sick, and they're slowing down, so that freight index continues to edge lower to the lowest levels since it's been recorded.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
Ian, recapping your markets, February live cattle down 25 at 136.52. April down a nickel at 137.30. January feeder cattle 55 higher at 168.32. March up 40 at 165.45. February lean hogs down 27 at 60.82. And April down 22 at 65.85. March Kansas City wheat up a penny at 461, May up 1 1/4 at 470 1/4. March Chicago wheat up 1 1/2 at 462 3/4. March corn up a quarter at 353 1/4, May unchanged at 358 1/2. January soybeans 8 higher at 875 3/4, March up 7 1/2 at 864 3/4. March cotton down 68 at 62 even, and May down 70 at 62.75. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.